Hello, beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest host, Sansara Taylor. On today's show, we'll be sharing segments from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, which airs on YouTube. Let's begin.
Hello and welcome to the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show. My name is Annie Day. In light of yesterday's events, we're not running the show we had planned. Instead, we want to share the following from the website revcom.us. On September 10th, the fascist agitator Charlie Kirk was assassinated on the Utah Valley University campus. The first statement posted on revcom.us a few hours after the assassination said, "A full picture of what's involved in this assassination, including the motivation of the shooter, is not clear at this point. But whatever the actual motivation and whatever might be involved with this, it has nothing to do with any positive change, and certainly nothing to do with an emancipating transformation of society, which can only be brought about through a revolution involving millions of people and aiming to sweep away this whole system and replace its relations and institutions of exploitation and oppression and its putrid culture with ones that are liberating and uplifting. Further, whatever comes to light, this assassination is counter to what's urgently needed now. Millions in the streets, acting nonviolently in sustained political protest, uniting broadly across different political perspectives with the aim of driving the Trump fascist regime from power. No one should allow this assassination to become a pretext to bring down repression on the people and their just and urgently needed struggle against the illegitimate Trump fascist regime." After RevCom.us released this statement, Donald Trump came out with a further statement on this incident.
"For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now."
Before anyone had been arrested or charged, Trump went on television to attack the radical left and the news media, and to specifically single out people and political forces simply for rightly condemning Trump and those in his camp for being Nazi-like fascists. Trump listed a number of fascists who have been attacked or killed and ignored any violence perpetrated by fascists, a number which is actually far greater. Trump has been joined in this stance by a unified chorus coming out from the fascist ranks, with major fascist spokespeople like Steve Bannon, Fox News host Jesse Waters, and Alex Jones, all calling this war.
"This is a war we didn't ask for, and this is a war they can't win. This is a turning point. Everything that we've witnessed recently is unacceptable. Everyone's going to be held accountable in the media and Congress, on campus, everywhere."
It is clear that at this point, the assassination of Charlie Kirk is being seized on by the fascists to put all those who oppose them on the political defensive, to rally the MAGA fascist troops to their banner, and to create the basis to do far worse, highly repressive moves. The fact that Trump and his fascist followers are cynically trying to turn the assassination of Charlie Kirk to their advantage and to launch threats and foment hatred against a whole scope of their political opponents is not only ominous, it must be called out and opposed. Right and wrong cannot be turned on their head. People must be on the alert and ready to defend organizations and individuals who come under attack from the fascists. Nonviolent resistance against the actual violence being launched in major cities by Trump MAGA must continue. Folding now, in the face of threats and attacks, will only feed more of the same. Turn every attack into a stepping stone to expose the dire nature of the fascist threat and build more support. Finally, it is more important than ever to bring out the fascist, illegitimate character of this regime and to fight for millions to come to D.C. on November 5th and to bring down this fascist regime through massive nonviolent resistance. If anything, the stakes are higher and the need is greater and more urgent than they were even 24 hours ago. On the website revcom.us, there's a sidebar that expands on exactly this point, that in supposedly calling out political violence, Trump listed only Republican fascist victims of violence, but conveniently omitted the far more numerous occurrences of fascist violence carried out by right-wing extremists and fascists. According to the LA Times, quoting the Anti-Defamation League in 2022, right-wing extremists have killed more than 330 people in the U.S. over the last decade. That's 75% of all the deaths caused by political violence in the U.S. The other 25% is mostly from Islamic extremists. Left-wing or anarchist violence only made up 4% of all the deaths. Trump did not speak of the murders of Melissa Hortman, a Democratic Minnesota state lawmaker, and her husband, as well as the shooting of another Democratic lawmaker and his wife in June, by a man with a hit list of 45 elected officials, all Democrats. Trump did not talk about the attack on former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, or the threats to hang Mike Pence by the pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He did not talk about Joseph Rosenbaum or Anthony Huber, killed by Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in a nonviolent protest in 2020, demanding an end to police murder. Nor did he speak of Heather Heyer, murdered by pro-Trump, pro-Nazi demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, of whom Trump said there were very fine people on both sides. Nor did he speak of the 11 members of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, slain by a fascist lunatic who thought that the Jewish people in the synagogue had aided immigrants, nor of the horrific slaughter of immigrants by an anti-immigrant fanatic in El Paso in 2019. Trump also did not mention the 11 abortion providers and others killed by Christian fascist gunmen, or the thousands of acts of violence and blockades against abortion clinics and staff. In sum, by selectively highlighting only acts of violence against fascists and ignoring the far greater number of violent acts against those who are targeted by the fascists, Trump gave a very dishonest picture. This dishonest picture is almost certain to further inflame fascist bloodlust. So to close out this special RNL show dispatch, I want to come back to where the RevCom statement ended. It is more important than ever to bring out the fascist, illegitimate character of this regime and to fight for millions to come to D.C. on November 5th and to bring down this fascist regime through massive, nonviolent resistance. If anything, the stakes are higher and the need is greater and more urgent than they were even 24 hours ago. Stay tuned to this channel. Stay tuned to the website revcom.us and the social media at the RevComs. Get organized with people from different political perspectives with Refuse Fascism to drive the fascist regime from power. Refusefascism.org. Stay tuned.
Truth is truth, and fascism is fascism. As we RevComs, or revolutionary communists, have said, the murder of Charlie Kirk was wrong and should not in any way be justified, let alone cheered. But some Democratic Party politicians and liberal columnists have not only correctly denounced the murder, but have tried to whitewash Kirk into some kind of champion of free speech and principled exchange of views. No, Kirk devoted his entire adult life to fighting for fascism. Fascism is not a swear word. It is a term to accurately and scientifically describe what Trump is hammering into place. Trump MAGA fascism includes rule through open violence and terror based on white supremacy, the hatred of women and LGBT people, the demonization and persecution of immigrants, anti-scientific Christian fundamentalist fanaticism, and the subordination of the universities, the legal profession, the sciences, and other parts of society to its open dictates. In short, fascism is using the power of government to forcibly and violently compel obedience to its dangerous and destructive lunacy, and to viciously persecute those who dare to resist. Now, some of those who have prettified Kirk as some kind of free speech champion are opposed to Trump, but their praise for Kirk objectively promotes conciliation with Trump fascism. They undermine people's understanding that what we are dealing with in the Trump MAGA forces really is fascism, and that there is no living with this fascism, especially at a time when the fascists are full out distorting the truth, making violent threats against those who stand on the side of justice, and concretely calling for FBI infiltration and mass arrests against all organizations and individuals standing up against Trump. This blurring over of Kirk's fundamental fascist mission does real damage. It undercuts the determined, uncompromising struggle against this fascism that is urgently, urgently needed. To return to the fundamental point, truth remains truth, and fascism remains fascism. The fact that someone is killed does not change what they were and what they were part of. Charlie Kirk was a fascist. At the same time, the positions of those who actually cheered this murder are very wrong and very harmful. What we face is extremely serious, and there can be no room for infantile posturing without any sense of the consequences for the masses of people. More than that, we cannot fall into the trap of adopting the same twisted values and harmful lust for revenge as those whom we fight. We are, or need to be, fighting for a better world, an emancipating world, and we need to fight for a morality consistent with that. These fascists now threaten vengeance and aim to use the murder of Kirk to speed their drive for the total makeover of society. We cannot back off one inch of the face of that. We must intensify our efforts to defeat this fascism through massive, nonviolent struggle. This means very concretely supporting the urgent call of Refuse Fascism for millions to flood D.C. in nonviolent protest, surround the White House, surround the Capitol, surround the illegitimate fascist-packed Supreme Court, come back again and again, across the country refuse to comply. Every person of conscience, millions of us together, grind the machinery of the fascist regime to a halt and not stop until Trump is removed.
The whole point of principle. This is Bob Avakian, Revolution number 132. The whole point of principle is that you have to fight for it when it is not easy to do. There is no need for principle if the only time it is applied is when it doesn't matter. From my book, Basics, Chapter 5, Morality, Revolution, and the Goal of Communism. In broad terms, what I mean by principle is an honest approach to seeking the truth, including the truth about what those who disagree with you actually stand for, and acting in a way grounded in the morality and furthering the cause of seeking justice. This emphasis on the importance of principle is a fundamental point of orientation in the new communism I have developed. It serves as a basic guideline for how we RevComs, revolutionary communists, approach everything we do, how we are working for an emancipating revolution based on this new communism, and how we seek to unite for common objectives with others holding different political and ideological viewpoints, while promoting and engaging in open and honest discussion and debate about the big questions and the solutions to the profound problems with which humanity is confronted. And even while principle is unfortunately an alien concept for too many these days, it is nevertheless of crucial importance, especially now. Principled engagement and seeking unity on a principled basis needs to be applied broadly in light of the profound need to unite all who can be united, millions and millions coming from many different political perspectives, in striving together for the common objective and urgent necessity of driving out the Trump fascist regime. This is concentrated in the historic call to action initiated by RefuseFascism.org and Open to All, which begins, "The time has come for the fall of the Trump fascist regime. Beginning November 5, 2025, Washington, D.C. The call continues. Fascism is not a looming threat. It is upon us now. Humanity's only hope is for the decent people of this country to rise in our millions. We cannot wait for future and rigged elections. We must drive the Trump fascist regime from power. Beginning November 5, the one-year anniversary of Trump's election, flood D.C. in nonviolent protest. Surround the White House. Surround the Capitol. Surround the illegitimate fascist-packed Supreme Court. Come back again and again. Across the country, refuse to comply. Every person of conscience, millions of us together, grind the machinery of the fascist regime to a halt. Don't stop until Trump is removed." As Refuse Fascism has also emphasized, this is a call to unite every person and every organization and group that is disturbed and outraged by the mounting atrocities perpetrated by the accelerating juggernaut of the Trump fascist regime. This call from Refuse Fascism clearly outlines why millions must act now with the urgency the situation demands. The Trump fascist regime is shredding the rule of law, making a mockery of due process, illegitimately deploying the military on U.S. soil, disappearing immigrants and other brown-skinned people into brutal concentration camps, aggressively resurrecting genocidal white supremacy, reversing the gains not only of the 1960s, but even of the Civil War and Reconstruction, enslaving women through the brutality and suffocation of forced motherhood, erasing LGBT people, trampling democratic rights, violating international law, assaulting and threatening politicians and judges, paving the way for boundless terror against the people, accelerating climate collapse, cutting science and medicine, costing millions of lives, depleting humanity's store of knowledge, destroying truth, drowning out reason, subjugating the arts to fascist cruelty and conformity, targeting everything that is decent, moral, and good, all at the whim of a debased lunatic tyrant. Building the necessary unity of millions and millions from all over the country in nonviolent mobilization to D.C. with resolute determination to drive out this fascist regime will require overcoming many obstacles, including likely repressive moves by the Trump regime, as well as the divide and conquer schemes of those who, for various reasons, do not want this to succeed and will attempt to undermine and sabotage the broad unity of people, organizations, and groups that must be actively built and powerfully mobilized toward this crucial objective. At the same time, there is the very real question which a number of people have seriously raised. Already millions have protested what the Trump regime is doing, yet this regime remains in power and is rapidly rampaging ahead in perpetrating horror after horror. So how could even a massive mobilization to DC have a chance of succeeding, of actually driving out this regime? The answer is that as important as mass protests have been, what is being called for by Refuse Fascism is not just another protest. In keeping with the unprecedented nature of what is happening with the terrible tyranny of this fascist regime, what is being called for is an unprecedented historic mobilization and convergence of millions in DC, determined to create a massive political earthquake from below, bringing about a profound political crisis such that the completely illegitimate nature of the Trump fascist regime stands out all the more sharply, provoking and motivating major shifts and realignments throughout society, including within the dominant institutions, such that this regime can no longer function and cannot remain in power. It is true that uniting and mobilizing the force of millions determined to actually drive out this fascist regime will have to confront daunting difficulties and powerful obstacles. But it is also profoundly true that allowing this regime to remain in power will have terrible consequences far beyond even the horrors it is already enforcing. And there is this profound truth as well. The massive mobilization called for by Refuse Fascism and Open to All represents the real possibility, the only real possibility, of actually driving out this fascist regime and putting an end to the endless horrors it is determined to perpetrate. To repeat this profound point, humanity's only hope is for the decent people of this country to rise in our millions, to make a powerful reality of the call to all from Refuse Fascism.
You are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We're going to take a short musical break and be right back.
Still be you, one that's done all the things you set out to do. Stand,
there's a cross for you to bear,
things to go through if you're going anywhere.
Things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
In yet another fascist move, the illegitimate Supreme Court just lifted the temporary restrictions on ICE terror. giving ICE mass thugs the green light to make indiscriminate stops based on people's ethnicity, language, or place of work. We've all seen the video after video after video of these ICE mass thugs terrorizing people from the Home Depots to the car washes all the way to the fields. We've seen them go after people just based on the color of their skin or where they're working. So now the fascist, illegitimate Supreme Court just gave the green light and said that this should be the new practice of ICE in going after people. Even if you're a U.S. citizen, they can arrest you, they could brutalize you, they can even handcuff you. The Supreme Court just found a way to quote-unquote legally rip up the rule of law and go after the rights that are supposed to be guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution, like the Fourth Amendment, which protects against unreasonable searches and seizures by the government, requiring law enforcement to obtain a warrant based on probable cause before searching or seizing a person or property. The illegitimate Supreme Court just said all that. These ICE agents can just roll up on anybody of a certain skin color, of a certain language, of anybody that could be waiting for a bus, that could be waiting for a job at a Home Depot, and just terrorize them. This is fascism. And as the call for November 5th from refusefascism.org, the beginning of the fall of the Trump fascist regime states, fascism is not a looming threat. It is upon us now. And humanity's only hope is for the decent people of this country to rise in our millions. We cannot wait for future and rigged elections. We must drive the Trump fascist regime from power now. As the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian has said in his recent social media message number 132, in keeping with the unprecedented nature of what is happening, with the terrible tyranny of this fascist regime, what we have to be calling for has to be an unprecedented historic mobilization and convergence of millions in DC beginning on November 5th. Look, y'all, what is needed now is for millions of people to flood to Washington, DC beginning on November 5th, surrounding the White House, surrounding the Capitol, surrounding the illegitimate fascist-packed Supreme Court, coming back again and again across the country, refusing to comply, every person of conscience, millions of us together, grinding the machinery of the fascist regime to a halt. Not stopping until Trump is removed from power. That is humanity's only hope. If we are to stop this, that has to be on us. Listen to the rest of how Bob Avakian goes at this in his recent social media message number 132.
What is being called for is an unprecedented historic mobilization and convergence of millions in D.C., determined to create a massive political earthquake from below, bringing about a profound political crisis such that the completely illegitimate nature of the Trump fascist regime stands out all the more sharply, provoking and motivating major shifts and realignments throughout society, including within the dominant institutions, such that this regime can no longer function and cannot remain in power.
Join us in Washington, D.C., beginning on November 5th. There is no living with this fascism. They are relying on people's silence and complicity to continue to carry on their fascist program. We cannot go along with this. This call was initiated by Refuse Fascism, but it is welcome, and we are fighting for everybody to take up this call and to flood the streets of Washington, D.C., because that is humanity's only hope in this strategy. So get with this now.
Time to a thousand beats, singing Donald Trump just threatened to use the Department of War on Chicago. In a social media post this morning, beginning with Trump saying, "I love the smell of deportations in the morning," he promised that Chicago would learn why it's called the Department of War. When Trump signed the executive order renaming the Department of Defense, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, said this: "This name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. We're gonna go on the offense, not just on the defense. Maximum lethality, not tepid legality." What does that mean in real words? It means they wanna kill, they don't wanna follow laws. Donald Trump does not give a damn about crime. Donald Trump is a genocidal racist who wants to remove any legal restrictions on his ability to use violence and terror against the people he sees as less than human. Black people, Latino people, anyone who is not a white European. This post was invoking the imagery from the film Apocalypse Now about the U.S. invasion of Vietnam. "I love the smell of napalm in the morning," was the line. Napalm with a jellied gasoline that the U.S. dropped all over that country, including on the civilian population. A jellied gasoline that burned the skin of everyone it fell off of, including children, women, elderly, and disabled, and devastated that country, killing innocent people in huge numbers in one of the most grotesque and torturous ways imaginable. These attacks and threats from Trump come at a time when people are getting ready to celebrate Mexican Independence Day. This is aimed at striking fear into the hearts of decent people, and especially amongst immigrants. And it is meant to spread that fear throughout society. Well, fear can be contagious, but so can courage. I was out today with the RevCom Corps and others in Refuse Fascism and the Little Village Community Council, and we were going through neighborhoods that have been targeted by these ICE raids. Every decent person in Chicago needs to be part of mass, nonviolent, but determined mobilizations to say no to troops in Chicago, no to ICE or whoever rounding up our immigrant sisters, brothers, neighbors, coworkers, teachers, students. Everyone in Chicago who has a heart for justice and refuses to accept this fascist America. White people, black people, Latino people, standing together on the front lines to stop this fascism. Mass non-compliance and refusal to go along with Trump's lawless tyranny. The criminals, the people who are in open violation of the law and the Constitution in this country, is Donald Trump and his whole fascist regime. And the only thing that's going to stop these criminals is the millions and millions of us decent people mobilizing nonviolently, but determined struggle and opposition to bring the gears of this fascist machine to a halt. It is time for the fall of their fascist regime. It is time for the decent people to change our lives around and do everything we can every day to build up to the time when we can remove this regime from power. Not just respond to them sending troops from all over the country into city after city to target people, but mobilizing the decent people from all around the country to flood DC and surround the White House, surround the seats of power, surround this illegitimate Supreme Court that's empowered this tyrant to lawlessly rule over the masses of people. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. Flood DC November 5th. Let me end with this. To paraphrase from the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian, a system that could bring this kind of fascism to power is rotten to its core, rotten and illegitimate, and has no right to exist, and we need and demand a whole new way to live in a fundamentally different system. Go to revcom.us to learn how you can be part of working with and joining the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity. We are working every day, taking up the leadership of Bob Avakian and applying it to prepare for a real emancipating revolution. And if you're in Chicago, come to the RevCom Corps Organizing Center on 1857 East 71st Street. Sunday, 4 p.m., we'll be there getting into what this revolution is about and how we're going to work for it. Call us at 312-804-9121.
Yes, this Trump MAGA fascism really is that bad. And if it is not driven from power soon, it will get far worse. This is Bob Avakian, Revolution, number 133. As I have pointed out in previous messages, numbers 130 and 131, Trump is sending the military into city after city, particularly cities with large black populations and black mayors, not to combat crime, but as a continuation and escalation of his blatant racism and his openly dictatorial fascist rule in the country as a whole. As part of this, Trump proclaims that he will give more forceful backing to the brutality and murder that the police regularly and viciously carry out, especially against black people, as well as Latinos and Native Americans. At the same time, Trump insists that domestic violence against women should not really be counted as a crime. He complains, quote, "If a man has a little fight with the wife, they say this was a crime," unquote. 30 years ago, I wrote the following, which continues to have crucial meaning today. With all the propaganda and hype about crime, and even as violent crime on the streets is a major social problem in America today, the fact is that for women and for children, the place where they are most likely to be subjected to violent crime and brutality, including murder, is in their own home by the man of the house. Women are more likely to be raped by their husbands, and children more likely to be sexually assaulted and molested by their fathers than by strangers. It is only in recent years, and largely as a result of the social upheavals of the 60s, and in particular because of the women's movement that was brought forth out of that upheaval, that much light has been shed on this horrendous domestic violence. Before that, this was largely shrouded in darkness behind the closed doors of the home, protected by the sanctity of the traditional family. From my book, Preaching from a Pulpit of Bones, we need morality, but not traditional morality. Reversing with a vengeance the gains that have been made in the fight against the oppression of women, including the right to abortion, restoring the sanctity of the male supremacist traditional family, and all of tradition's chains that go along with this, justifying, even glorifying all this with fanatical Christian fundamentalism, this is a decisive part of the fascism being enforced by the Trump regime, along with the murderous racism and other atrocities of this fascist regime. Some MAGA fascists openly declare that women should not even have the right to vote. The call to action initiated by RefuseFascism.org and Open to All lays out clearly why there must be a massive, nonviolent mobilization and convergence of millions in Washington, D.C., beginning November 5, determined to drive out this fascist regime. The Trump fascist regime is shredding the rule of law, making a mockery of due process, illegitimately deploying the military on U.S. soil, disappearing immigrants and other brown-skinned people into brutal concentration camps, aggressively resurrecting genocidal white supremacy, reversing the gains not only of the 1960s, but even of the Civil War and Reconstruction, enslaving women through the brutality and suffocation of forced motherhood, erasing LGBT people, trampling democratic rights, violating international law, assaulting and threatening politicians and judges, paving the way for boundless terror against the people, accelerating climate collapse, cutting science and medicine, costing millions of lives, depleting humanity's store of knowledge, destroying truth, drowning out reason, subjugating the arts to fascist cruelty and conformity, targeting everything that is decent, moral, and good, all at the whim of a debased lunatic tyrant. Yes, this fascism really is that bad. And yes, it will only get far worse, and soon, unless this call from Refuse Fascism is actively taken up by growing numbers of people and organizations, building for the most massive mobilization to DC in history, in keeping with the profoundly historic stakes. If this fascist regime is allowed to remain in power, everything that decent people have felt they could rely on to seek justice will be brutally shut down. Every uplifting moral value will be reviled and repressed. Every sphere of society will be remade in terrible ways, in line with the male supremacist, anti-LGBT white supremacist, and anti-immigrant cruelty, and the anti-scientific, health and climate-destroying madness of the Trump fascist regime, and the bloodthirsty ravings and depraved violence of fanatics heading the Department of War, with the deranged maniac Trump having his finger on the nuclear button. Every vision and every active striving for a better, more just world, for a future worth living in, will be violently suppressed and effectively foreclosed, at least for the foreseeable future. This is not hyperbole. It is the bitter reality that is being rapidly enforced. But here is another profound reality. The massive mobilization called for by Refuse Fascism and open to all represents the real possibility, the only real possibility, of actually driving out this fascist regime and putting an end to the endless horror it is determined to perpetrate. In my previous message, number 132, I spoke to how this massive mobilization could have a real chance to succeed by creating a massive political earthquake from below, bringing about a profound political crisis such that the completely illegitimate nature of the Trump fascist regime stands out all the more sharply, provoking and motivating major shifts and realignments throughout society, including within the dominant institutions, such that this regime can no longer function and cannot remain in power. Many individuals, organizations, and groups will have different views on what has given rise to this fascism and what should replace it. And we RevComs, revolutionary communists, will continue to forthrightly put forward and argue for our views on this, and encourage others to similarly put forward their own perspectives. But this must take place in the context and atmosphere where we are all pulling together to overcome every obstacle, including divide-and-conquer schemes from whatever source and in whatever guise, uniting all who can be united in the millions and millions to achieve the truly historic goal of driving out this fascist regime.
Once again, let me remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show.
When it's exclusive with
play by the rules and lose, succumbing to a fascist horror far beyond even the worst of today, or do what needs to be done to drive out this fascist Trump regime. This is Bob Avakian, Revolution number 134. Here is some plain and crucial truth. If things are approached as Democrats versus Republicans, and the question is reduced to, how can the Democratic Party defeat the Republican Party electorally on the terms of how things are done under this system, that will utterly fail to deal with the very real and rapidly accelerating horrors of the Trump fascist regime. Faced with a massive outrage and demand for action on the part of the tens of millions that the Democrats need to vote for them, the approach of the Democratic Party amounts to supporting, even encouraging, some mass opposition, including protests against policies and actions of the Trump regime, but with the overall aim of stringing people along and then funneling all the opposition to Trump into the midterm elections next year, 2026. Elections which Trump may not even allow, or allow only if he can control the outcome. The depth of the contradictions that set the terms and limits for the Democratic Party in opposing the Trump fascist regime is beyond what I can get into right now. But the basic fact is this: while particular Democratic Party politicians may contribute to the fight against Trump MAGA fascism, the Democratic Party as an institution will not and cannot unleash and lead the kind of massive political upheaval that is necessary to have a real chance to drive out the Trump fascist regime. Accepting the terms and the limits set by the Democratic Party will seriously cripple the urgently necessary struggle to defeat and remove this regime. It is only if things are posed as the tens of millions of decent people against this fascist regime, and those who oppose this regime refuse to be limited by the procedures and confines of the normal operation of the system, it is only in this way that there will be a real chance to drive out this regime. In previous messages, I have pointed to the historic importance of the call from refusefascism.org. The time has come for the fall of the Trump fascist regime, beginning November 5, 2025, Washington, D.C., which speaks plainly and sharply to what we face and what needs to be done urgently. Fascism is not a looming threat. It is upon us now. Humanity's only hope is for the decent people of this country to rise in our millions. We cannot wait for future and rigged elections. We must drive the Trump fascist regime from power. Beginning November 5, the one-year anniversary of Trump's election, flood D.C. in nonviolent protests. Surround the White House. Surround the Capitol. Surround the illegitimate fascist-packed Supreme Court. Come back again and again. Across the country, refuse to comply. Every person of conscience, millions of us together, grind the machinery of this fascist regime to a halt. Don't stop until Trump is removed. Here it is important to repeat what I've said in previous messages, and specifically number 132, about the way the call from Refuse Fascism could have a real possibility of actually succeeding in driving out the Trump fascist regime. In keeping with the unprecedented nature of what is happening with the terrible tyranny of this fascist regime, what is being called for is an unprecedented historic mobilization and convergence of millions in D.C., determined to create a massive political earthquake from below, bringing about a profound political crisis such that the completely illegitimate nature of the Trump fascist regime stands out all the more sharply, provoking and motivating major shifts and realignments throughout society, including within the dominant institutions, such that this regime can no longer function and cannot remain in power. And there is the ongoing need for more and more people, while working tirelessly to build for this massive mobilization and convergence, to also actively grapple on both the theoretical and practical levels with how this upsurge from below could combine with deepening divisions within the ruling institutions to actually bring about the removal of Trump and his entire fascist regime. As emphasized by Refuse Fascism in issuing this historic call, it is open to all, everyone, and every organization and group that is outraged by the accelerating atrocities of the Trump fascist regime. There is the immediate and urgent need to unite all who can be united, overcoming all divide and conquer schemes, working tirelessly to actively build the necessary political momentum and solve the practical requirements that will make possible the massive nonviolent mobilization and convergence of millions to D.C. beginning November 5 with the unifying and determined aim of driving out this monstrous fascist regime.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at The Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out The RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.
Strange things are happening, Lord. I don't know what to do. My friends say it's in my head. I say it's deja vu. It's all too familiar, been down this road before. I believe it was in Germany, just before the war. A meanness swept the land, stealing our hearts and the hands of time. Taking us back in history to a place on the darker side, where we saluted the flags of fear and the voice of ignorance roared. Taking us back to Germany just before the war. The balance of power shifted when the people cast their vote. Our lining up the victims, the villains, and the scapegoats. And we're all singing hallelujah, death penalty's been restored. Just like in Germany, just before the war. We used to feed the hungry, care for the disabled and the poor. We used to care about civil rights, but we don't give a damn anymore. We used to harbor the wretched refuse, but now we bar the door. Just like in Germany, just before the war. About the children, their future was in our hands. All their health and education was so vital to our plans. But the cost kept on rising. We can't afford to care no more.